Okay, next up is Anna Middleton, head of the Society Ethics and Research program. And it's fair to say that Anna has bent the format slightly, but rest assured that the timing is still bang on. So over to you, Anna.
I have no idea what a Petcha Coochie 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 thing is, so I've made three little films instead. I hope that's okay. Right. So I'm going to tell you about our research. We do research on people. We ask for their values, their attitudes, their beliefs, their behaviours about genomics. What do they think about this stuff? What does it mean to them? How do they want it communicated? So I'm going to tell you about that. I'm going to tell you about where we've been featuring in policy and our impact. And then I'm going to tell you about where we've been meddling in genomic medicine. So here's our first film. So this is about the Your DNA, Your Say project, which is a big empirical piece of research for the Global Alliance for Genomics and Health. Here we're gathering global public attitudes towards genomics and genomic data sharing. So we're mentoring and supporting 16 different groups around the world who are translating this survey into their own languages, and they're recruiting in their own countries across the world. And we really do have global reach. And this is going to be the biggest survey ever to gather public attitudes towards genomics. It's been a long time in the making, this project. And we know that if we want to reach broader public who have never heard of this technology and are currently very disconnected from it, how do we build those bridges to them to engage them enough to involve them in our research? Well, we've done that using film. So we've worked with some excellent filmmakers to really translate this into lay language, and we've not used the term genomics anywhere or even genetics. We've used the word DNA because that seems to be a term that broader public understand. Our films have received recognition in various different film festivals, so we know that they have broad public reach. And the project is going incredibly well, and it has been labelled as a good example of forward-reaching ethics. So here you can see on the screen is some of the translations that we've got of our films, really trying to make this quite a sociable and social subject for people, and that's what this is all about. We want them to take part in this research and feel that they can participate. So who's talking about our work? Well, at the recent Human Cell Atlas conference that was held on campus, we were mentioned as providing an example of good empirical global research. We've also had a lovely mention in Generation Genome, which is Dame Sally Davis's report on genomics. And also we were quoted in the Science and Technology Select Committee report looking at the future of genomics. So we had a really nice reference there. So our empirical work is getting out there into policy. So I'd now like to shift track slightly and tell you about our genetic counselling academic professional development stuff. So we've been teaching on a number of courses, notably doing the counselling and communications module for the Masters of Studies in Genomic Medicine. We've been working with Health Education England, helping them to design their training for taking consent for the 100,000 Genomes Project. We've also been putting together a course on what is genetic counselling for FutureLearn. And I've recently taken over as chair of the Association of Genetic Nurses and Counsellors. Now, this is the professional body that represents genetic counsellors in the UK. And this is a body of professionals that are on the front line explaining genomics to patients. And as part of that role, I've been connected to this global genomics nursing network, where we're trying to reach the 20 million nurses worldwide to get genomics into their curricula and into their practice. We're also pivotal in putting together the first ever World Congress on Genetic Counselling, which was here on campus. And we brought together 220 genetic counsellors from around the world from 24 different countries to discuss the latest evidence around communication about genomics. This is the work of John Roberts, our PhD student, who's doing a really lovely project on family communication about genetics. Because clearly genetic information isn't just individual information, it's family information. We've written about direct-to-consumer testing. We've written some really high-level pieces about the global state of genomics in nursing and also the global state of the genetic counselling profession. So we've had quite a big kind of impact and reach in terms of professional issues going on around the world. I'm also very proud to say that the Association of Genetic Nurses and Counsellors had their concerns voiced at the Science and Technology Committee discussion about genomics and genome editing, and we were also mentioned in their report, and we were particularly concerned about the shortage of genetic counsellors across the UK and the need for tier 2 visas to allow genetic counsellors to work here. So that's another part of the work that I've been doing, is encouraging that professional development. And then finally, I want to tell you about this lovely project called The Music of Life. So this is funded by a translation fund from the Biodata Innovation Centre, and it's a really lovely collaboration between academia, which is us, the medical sector, so the genetic counsellors from Adam Brooks, and then the creative film industry, the creative storytellers. So here are the genetic counsellors that we're working with. So they're the ones working directly with patients. And then here's the creative industry partners that we're working with. So they have helped translate our ideas. So the genetic counsellors came up with a new metaphor for describing genomics in clinic. And this uses the metaphor of music. It crosses generations, it crosses cultures, it crosses ages. And we basically have come up with six different scripts that describe what is a gene, what are the potential outcomes from a diagnostic test, what's recessive inheritance, what's dominant inheritance. And these little films will sit on an iPad, and then the genetic counsellor will show the films in clinic with patients, and then the patients get an opportunity to let us know whether they work or not, or whether they're helpful or not. And if these evaluate well, you can see that this is clearly going to be an easy mechanism to get out into the wider community. So our 20 million nurses that I mentioned to you before, there's a whole network there that will be ready to embrace this kind of filmed information that is sociable, social, creative, and it builds a bridge between you and the non-expert. So we have a little app on the iPad, and I'd just like to give a shout out to the web team on campus who've done a fantastic job in supporting us in creating this app. And so that's the work of the Society and Ethics Research Group. So we're really trying to understand the evidence base behind how to communicate genomics. How do we make this go mainstream? How do we draw on the skills from the creative storytelling industry, from the advertisers, from filmmakers, to make this go out into the mainstream so that everybody can have a conversation about it? Thank you.